analysis at News International Group. Now, this week, the economic ratings agency Moody's downgraded Portugal to junk status amid more warnings that the country may need a second bailout from the EU. It's a depressing economic scene across many parts of Europe at the moment. Spain is suffering, but the government there hasn't yet had to resort to a bailout from the EU or the IMF. But severe austerity measures have been introduced, with painful cuts to welfare and pensions. Spain's unemployment rate is the highest in the industrialised world, with one in five people out of work. Well, our reporter, Jose Baik, has been speaking to people who are struggling to cope financially and are having to rely on charity for help.
This is Santa Luisa de Marillac, a social centre in the tourist district of Barcelona, just a few metres away from one of the most popular beaches in the city and surrounded by fancy restaurants. The centre has traditionally provided food and shelter for homeless people, but Eduard Sala, the centre's manager, says that over the past 3 years there's been a change in the kind of people coming through.
Familias que nunca en la vida se hubieran imaginado.
We're seeing families who would never have imagined they'd have to come here and knock on our door to ask for something as basic as a bag of food. To some of them, it's very humiliating.
Esteban's story is typical. He's 31 and just 2 years ago was working in what was one of Spain's most profitable industries, construction.
I was making 3,000 euros a month. I realized I would be able to pay for about 1,200 euros a month for a mortgage, so it seemed a good time to sign for a new home.
But when Spain's construction industry collapsed, so did Esteban's comfortable life. Unemployed for the past 2 years, he has struggled to pay his mortgage, and asking for help doesn't come easily.
It's something that you see. Nobody likes having to go to a charity to ask for food, but when you're in need, this is it, and you have to take it.
According to official figures, there are 12 million people in Spain living below the poverty line. An additional 600,000 people are expected to join them by the end of this year. Jordi Rogla is the regional director of Caritas, a Catholic charity. They were the first to coin the phrase los nuevos pobres, or the new poor.
If we take the past 3 or 4 years, the number of people we are assisting has doubled.
And the worst may be yet to come, according to Jordi Rogla. Without help, many of those joining the ranks of the new poor quickly become depressed and lose the skills they need to help them get back on their feet.
We have many people suffering this deterioration. When we need these people to return to the job market, they won't be fit to do it.
And that's where centres like Santa Luisa de Marillac can help. Enrique is a former bank employee who was on the street before he came here.
The truth is, you go through very difficult times, especially if you're not used to that sort of life. You're in more risk of making mistakes, being on the street, than in a centre like this, where basically everything has been sorted out for you.
The financial crisis shows little sign of ending, and as the Spanish government take measures to cut public spending, centres like Santa Luisa de Marillac are likely to see increasing numbers of new poor looking for help.
Jose Baik there reporting from Barcelona. You're listening to The World Today from the BBC. Our top headlines this hour, South Sudan.